Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Cody Stuch joining Landry Locker, B. Scott, live from the Nick Caserio press conference. Texans going to be drafting in 8 days if stuff holds up. Kind of a dangerous assumption to make, though, if you ever Caserio. Cody, wide receiver. It appeared to be very highly likely when they were originally at 22. They've traded back, or 23, excuse me. They've traded back to 42. What scenario, I'm going to ask you two questions. What scenario would you draft a receiver at 42? And when do you think they should draft a wide receiver if you believe that they should?
I wrote about this at Houston Football this morning.
Are you going John McClain? You're just going to tease your column, not give us a...
And I'm gonna give you what I said in there.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
There are two players.
I actually read it too, by the way.
I did too. He loved it. Yeah.
There are two players at 42 where if I was Nick Caserio, I'd be tripping over myself to get to the phone to dial the number to run the card in. Now, unfortunately, I don't believe either of these guys are there. That's Ladd McConkey from Georgia, and that's Adonai Mitchell from Texas.
He could be there.
He's got diabetes, man.
He got diabetes, man. People are saying, and they say it affects his mood.
Give him whatever drugs he needs.
No, I'm saying that might drop him, though.
Mark Andrews. It's the Mark Andrews rule.
Affects his mood, huh? I know what his mood is. It's dominate cornerbacks. I mean, so if it makes him a meaner SOB on the field, go for it. I don't care. Spike the insulin or whatever you need to. You know?
Don't do that. I can speak to don't.
You know,
spike
I don't know
insulin.
What is
please,
whatever.
Please don't spike the
whatever
insulin.
The thing is. Those two guys, I would just do whatever I can to immediately get the call in if I was Nick Caserio. If those two guys were there,
see, I'm not. There's two things that I look at. Like if you're telling me that diabetes is the reason why Mitchell's falling, first of all, I ignore it for two reasons. Number one, Mark Andrews, he has diabetes. Jay Cutler had diabetes, and number two, one of the hardest working mofos I know has diabetes, and all I do is see him taking down cancer sticks, fast food, and the occasional alcoholic beverage, and it doesn't impact his work ethic whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I wonder when the hell he sleeps. Yeah. He's actually to my right
man,
now.
Man, you see all these damn bags under my eyes? I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So make it happen, baby.
I think those are the only two guys I'd take at 42. I'd be foolish to ignore some of the other stuff.
Wide receiver specifically.
So McConkey out of Georgia, McConkey.
Yep.
And Adonai Mitchell. What about Xavier Worthy?
I would not take him at 42.
I would not either. I would not either.
Here's my issue with Xavier Worthy.
Y'all have to hold me back, though. Y'all have to pull my collar.
And he will not win a contested catch in the NFL. He didn't win it in college.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now,
that's a fair critique.
People said the same thing about Tank Dell last year, and the biggest conversation with Worthy is, well, he doesn't have contested catches if guys aren't near him. Okay, well, you don't just run straight past people in the NFL. Okay, they get nasty with you at the line of scrimmage. Defenses are more prepared for you. And if he and the defender arrive at the ball at the same time, there's a 0% chance he's catching the football. He just is not going to win. He's not big enough to win contested catches at the NFL level. So I can't do that at 42, not when there's defensive tackles, safeties, maybe cornerbacks that this team should go at. Now, the other second-round pick, line them up. There's a bunch of dudes I would take with that other second-round pick. There's a bunch of guys.
Okay,
obviously, the
I
two,
want to hear these names because there's some interesting names that could potentially be there at 59. I know we were big Troy Franklin guys.
Yeah, I'm shocked to see you earlier. Have Troy Franklin as low as you got him.
Like, yeah, John Harris hates him. John Harris seems to hate him. He doesn't think he fits in.
Okay.
I like Franklin probably more than John Harris does. I'm worried again about like the slightness and how versatile and useful he is day one. Like, that's my biggest thing with these second round picks is the Parcells thing. What can you do for me day one when you step on the field wearing your Texans uniform? Like, what can you do? And so Franklin's day one is to me not as good as the day one of some of these other guys.
So the ones that got me excited from your piece that I'm fixated on at 59 is Ricky Pearsall and Keon Coleman. Tell me you truly believe that.
Keon Coleman is weird because
if they're there at 59, I'm going to have a tough time.
Well, Keon was a guy who, like, watching college football this year, you heard, well, man, is this guy going to be a top 15 pick? Then he runs a 4.6, and now all of a sudden people are basically calling him Kelvin Benjamin. The other thing that Harris brought up, I think you brought up, Stutes, is, yeah, but his in-game speed was the highest of any wide receiver during the combine. He's thinking about 22 miles an hour.
He's a baller.
He ran the gauntlet drill the fastest of any wide receiver in the combine this year. The guy that did that last year was Puka Nacua, and people had concerns about his speed, and Puka Nacua was the best rookie wide receiver in football last year. He's one of the best wide receivers in football last year.
Yep.
I am falling in love with Keon Coleman because I feel like there's an untapped potential to him. Because people will go and be box score bozos about him, not realizing that his quarterback's leg fell off in the middle of the year and there was a backup jabroni throwing him the ball.
Yeah, Two of them.
It happened.
And you want to talk about usefulness day one, he can play special teams, kickoff returns, punt returns, and he's totally different than what they have at the wide receiver position right now. He has a unique skill set compared to Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Noah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, and he's also the antithesis to what we were just talking about with Xavier Worthy. Talking about he's never going to win a contested catch. This dude might win all of them.
There's no 50-50 balls with Keon Coleman. There's only 70-30 balls, and he's the 70.
I can't believe how much he's dropped. I'm actually pretty fascinated by it.
It feels like the diamond in the rough. When I was reading this morning, I was like, man, you really think Keon Coleman's going to be there at 59?
Yesterday, I brought him up, and people were comparing him, and this is that school crap, but they were comparing him to Kelvin Benjamin. Dude, Kelvin Benjamin was like 270 pounds.
I believe we will look at Keon Coleman like we look at DK Metcalf when we all look around and say, all the signs were there, why wasn't he picked earlier?
DK was an athletic freak, though.
Well, there's some freakiness to Keon Coleman. Not a lot of guys can go up and get the ball like him. You get the steel trap for hands. Man, I'm falling in love with Keon Coleman.
So we all are. But so why would he fall that far 40 down?
Time.
But I cannot believe that the actual evaluators are going to be as dumb and as pigheaded as like the draft conversation with, you know, the majority of us schmucks out here who are just like, 40 time. You can't draft him. I feel like they should know better than that.
So here's why he would fall, and I think it's two-pronged thing. One, good players at other positions push him down the board. Offensive linemen, some cornerbacks.
His own deep position.
His own deep position, safeties. And then I don't believe he's done a lot to change people's minds if they didn't like him. And Daniel Jeremiah talked about this. He had a draft call yesterday, and I was listening to it. He got the information about the gauntlet drill and how fast he ran it, and he said, I immediately texted it to two GMs, one GM I knew that hated Keon Coleman and one GM that I knew that loved Keon Coleman. He said the guy that loved him was like, this is one of the reasons we like this guy, is the game speed is faster than the workout
speed. Just like Tank.
And then
yeah,
the guy that hated Keon Coleman, the guy said, I don't really care about that. And then Jeremiah was like, I don't know that people would say they don't care about the
game
GPS
speed
data, which is something that's new that's popped up, is like the guys on the field and guys from bigger schools have it more than guys from smaller
Texans
schools.
Texans are obsessed with it, by the way.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that sounds like a GM that's going to get fired pretty soon at some point.
If that felt like an old GM.
Yeah, that sounded like a back of the baseball card type of GM.
That felt like...
The hell is going on? Sound like a dude that's reading the football cards instead of, like, you know.
Yeah, so I like Keon Coleman. You mentioned white boy Ricky. I like Ricky Purcell.
Big, big fan.
Again, immediate impact. I think day one you make him the kickoff return guy with the new kickoff rules. I think Frank Ross would be over the moon if that guy was in the building. And then the reason you think about wide receiver is long term, you know, right now as we talk, Nico Collins is set to be a free agent. Noah Brown's set to be a free agent. Stephon Diggs is set to be a free agent.
Woods.
Robert Woods is set to be a free agent.
He's on the team.
And the likelihood that either Stephon Diggs, because all these guys are set to be a free agent as you just laid out, but the likelihood that one of those two guys, Stephon Diggs or Nico Collins, is going to play well enough for you to want to extend them, to pay them, you're going to probably pay a wide receiver at the end of the year more than likely. So why not, you know, supplement for the fact that you're going to more than likely lose one?
And that's the long-term thought. The short-term thought is, well, in 2024, Nico Collins has a injury history. Tank Dell has an injury history. Noah Brown has an injury history. John Mechie and Xavier Hutchinson didn't exactly give you a ton last year. And the profiles of some of these guys that you'd be thinking about are, I could put them on the field right away and have them be a factor. I just think wide receiver makes a lot of sense.
The other thing about wide receiver is, and we talked about this at the start of the show, Cody Stutes from Nick Caserio's press conference to your radio here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, Landry Larker, B. Scott, Figgy Fig. The other thing is GMs are getting real proactive when it comes to not wanting to pay wide receivers. And wide receivers, unlike running backs, unlike most positions, four of them over the course of a game are going to make plays that perhaps win you the game. It's not like one has to be on the field and whatnot. So I actually don't think you should ever eliminate the possibility of drafting a wide receiver, especially in today's NFL. If you would have just the mindset that we're approaching, and I don't know if I'm dating myself or not. Is 90s dating yourself? Perhaps. The Minnesota Vikings technically didn't need Randy Moss when he fell to him. And it was different circumstances, but they had Jake Reed, they had Chris Carter. They didn't necessarily need that. Made the pick, man.
But it was Randy Moss.
And they made the pick.
And so you don't – the thing that I don't get about the wide receiver conversation for anybody who's like, hey, we've got enough, it's like, are we ignoring the fact that you put out three and four of them out there at a time? At a time.
At a time, yeah.
At a time.
And that
– what position group is like that where you put out three and four at a time and you're like, oh, I got two, I'm good. I got two I feel great about. Three I feel great about, I'm good.
The other thing about the Texans that I think is wild is that if you could treat this like a slime ball playing Madden and you could just turn injuries off, which, by the way, if you ever turn injuries off in Madden, you're one of the biggest weasels in the history of the world. I remember in the Mike Vick Madden, my friend would pick the Falcons and he would turn injuries off.
Yeah, that's fair. He didn't want you to decapitate his quarterback.
Mike Vick can't get hurt. That's fair. But if you could do that, then you could sell yourself pretty heavily on the Texans. If Derek Stingley's not going to get hurt, then hell, I might not even need a corner.
See?
If Tank Dell or Nico Collins aren't going to get hurt, then hell, you might be able to convince me I don't need a wide receiver. But you can't turn injuries off. This is not Madden.
And see, the issue that I'm having with all of this, the thing that I'm not doing with the wide receivers, which is not turning injuries off, I feel like I've done exactly that with the secondary.
I've done it with Stingley.
I've just pretended like, oh, think, Derek Stingley's never going to get hurt again.
Honestly,
Jimmy Ward's not closer to my age than he is the rookies.
That's why 42 to me, unless it's a super special guy, that's kind of a no brainer for where he is. 42's got to be something else on this team. Something probably over on the defensive side. Hopefully in the defensive secondary.
Speaking of the secondary, there's a polarizing prospect that. One of the biggest voices in media, especially this time of the year, says the Texans should select and then change his position. We'll hear who we're talking about. We'll also hear what Nick Caserio had to say about Stephon Diggs next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.